Listening Library presents Lockwood & Co. Book 2, The Whispering Skull, by Jonathan Stroud. Read for you by Katie Lyons. Part 1, The Wimbledon Wraiths. Chapter 1. "Don't look now," Lockwood said. "There's two of them." I snatched a glance behind me and saw that he was right. Not far off on the other side of the glade, a second ghost had risen from the earth. Like the first, it was a pale, man-shaped curtain of mist that hovered above the dark, wet grass. Its head, too, seemed oddly skewed, as if broken at the neck. I glared at it, not so much terrified as annoyed. 12 months I'd been working for Lockwood & Co. as a junior field operative, tackling spectral visitors of every horrific shape and size. Broken necks didn't bother me the way they used to. "Oh, that's brilliant," I said. "Where did he spring from?" There was a rasp of Velcro as Lockwood pulled his rapier clear of his belt. "Doesn't matter. I'll keep an eye on him. You keep watching yours." I turned back to my position. The original apparition still floated about 10 feet from the edge of the iron chain. It had been with us for almost 5 minutes now and was growing in clarity all the time. I could see the bones on the arms and legs and the connecting knots of gristle. The wispy edges of the shape had solidified into flecks of rotten clothing. A loose white shirt, dark tattered breeches ending at the knee. Waves of cold radiated from the ghost. Despite the warm summer night, the dew below the dangling toe bones had frozen into glittering shards of frost. "Makes sense," Lockwood called over his shoulder. "If you're gonna hang one criminal and bury him near a crossroads..."